All right, it is time for today's daily devotional. And this week, we're starting a new series on baggage claim, finding freedom in Christ. Today, we're actually going to talk about the weight that we were never meant to carry. And this is actually comes from a personal experience and some things that I was thinking about over the weekend. So scripture today comes from Peter 5, 7. Cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. I recently realized it again without even noticing it initially that I have been carrying around a lot of people's problems, my kids' problems, family members' problems, just problems in general. And over time, they have really started to weigh on my emotions and my stress level. And, you know, I've been to therapy in the past and learned the importance of handing problems back and recognizing the difference between what we call helping and holding. But in a recent conversation, I had to hand a problem back. I was told, so you're just going to abandon me. No, I'm not going to abandon you. I'm going to let you live your life out, your problems, your solutions. Just know that I am always here for you. And that moment kind of reminded me how easy it is to carry what does not belong to us. Whether it's our friend's drama, a family member's choices, someone else's anger, suddenly their burdens become our baggage. And on top of that, we might already be hauling guilt from the past or shame from other mistakes that we've been dealing with or worrying about tomorrow or grudges from yesterday. And that's just exhausting pressure. And it keeps building up. No wonder life feels so heavy for us sometimes. But the truth is that we were never designed to carry the weight of the world or even the weight of another person's decisions. There's a big difference in between helping someone and holding their baggage. Because helping is coming alongside with love and support. It's praying for them. It's listening to them without judgment. It's offering encouragement or pointing them to God's truth. Helping is like steadying someone as they carry their own suitcase. It strengthens them while keeping their responsibility theirs and not yours. Holding their baggage is a little bit different. That is when we decide to strap on their problems to our back and take ownership of what isn't ours and wear ourselves down trying to fix what only God can. Instead of pointing them to Jesus, we end up dragging both of us down. So helping is healthy, holding is heavy, and scripture gives us balance. In Galatians 6:2, it says, carry each other's burdens. In Galatians 6:5, it also says, and each one should carry their own load. Because we are called to love and support, not to live under the weight of someone else's choices. Jesus offers a better way. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Casting means throwing, not gently placing, and it's intentional release. God is strong enough to carry what we can't and loving enough to want to. As we go to you today, Lord, in prayer, we confess that we've been carrying more than you've ever asked for us to. And today we release the guilt, the shame, the worry, the grudges, and the pressure to keep up. We hand back the baggage that doesn't belong to us. Teach us the difference between helping and holding so we can love one another without losing ourselves. And help us to walk lighter in your freedom, trusting that you are big enough to handle it all. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.